Welcome back, this is Aussie Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I have been dating since I was 11. Obviously that stuff doesn't count, but I had little petty boyfriends since I was 11 years old. I would like to think that I know when the vibes are off, that I know quicker when f***ery is in the room.
Bring in our single gentleman.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Okay, let's start with you giving them your name, your age, and your occupation.
Hey ladies, I'm 29, my name is KD. Everybody call me Breakfast Boss.
This is not true. This is not, doesn't even make sense.
I'm a director of events for Naked Breakfast. It's a Naked Private Chef Service. So I work in the adult space.
God, you're sick.
Services like that are going to be popping in the next 20 years. Going to be a lot of bachelors with, you know, excess money to spend. I remember one chick from Kendra G said she was a private chef. Now I understand what type of private chef she was. She worked probably for an adult, naked, private chef company. It all makes sense now.
Bitch, I see what you did there. I know.
He owns an adult chef service. It's a good idea. I ain't mad at bro at all. But is he really looking for something serious? I would say no. And I'm not feeling the flower jacket, but who the hell am I?
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
I'm the owner. I'm not the chef.
Okay. And what are some green flags in dating you?
I love open-mindedness just because I do work around a lot of women. So I kind of need girls to be like girls. Mm-hmm. You know, communication, expressing yourself when it comes to like your emotions.
But some green flags in dating you.
Oh, dating me.
What are they getting when they're dating you?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm spontaneous. I like to have fun. I'm adventurous. I go against the grain. I'm going to motivate you. You know, whatever you wanted to do, I'm going to make you add a little twist to it. You know what I mean? Hence my businesses that I run. I'm loyal. You know, I'm right.
So he just said it. He just said it. You know, whatever you want to do, I'm going to add a little twist to it, a little adult twist to it, and have you out there hoeing for me in one way or another. You want to go skiing? Naked skiing business.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
All right. Well, you do have some papaloons. Let's find out why the ladies pop.
Okay.
Can you give them your name, your age, and your occupation?
My name is Jackie. I am 39, and I'm a personal trainer, and I drive forklifts.
She dressed like a hooker. We could start there. It's just giving broke busted bitch. The tattoo on her thigh, it's just giving prostitute. Bodysuit with a belt, the wig, the gold chains. It's just giving not relationship material. It's giving $50 on a nightstand.
Okay, Jackie, and why did you pop?
It's the age for me. If I would have just stayed a little longer, but it's the age. I mean, it sounds like you got your stuff together.
Thank you.
Know?
I appreciate that.
I should have just waited a little longer. But it's the age for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't want your villain back?
I don't.
Well, that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Can you give them your name, your age, and your occupation?
Sure. India, I am an entrepreneur, financial advisor, and my age is 42. So that's why I popped it, because you're just a baby. You are attractive. You got it going on. You ain't going to have no problem finding somebody.
They love seeing men as beneath them. And anything they could use to solidify that in their mind, they're going to run with it and take it to the extreme. Bitch, you too old to be on this show, and you 52. Let's call it what it is, and you won't pop the balloon.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
You're a bad woman. If you're 42, won't pop the balloon, period. Just, it's that simple. And then the hair, men don't want a woman with half her damn head shaved. I mean, don't get me wrong, some women can pull off the short haircut, but even the women that can pull off the short haircut, it's like, men don't like the short haircut. Men didn't like the short haircut on Halle Berry in the 90s, but it's Halle Berry. So she can get away with it. Niggas ain't going to, you know, complain. Niggas ain't going to kick her out of bed, you know, for having short hair because it's Halle Berry.
I've heard people say, something must be wrong with Halle Berry. She can't keep a man. Who's to say I want to keep a man? I don't want to keep the wrong man. Like, I'm not crazy.
No.
Right?
No.
So...
But I've never heard a man on TV in real life nowhere talk about, oh, yeah, I really want a bitch with a short haircut like a guy.
Hell no.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
If I was younger, yes, but unfortunately I'm not, so.
Okay. Your name, your age, and your occupation.
My name is Gabby, and I'm 24, and I am a real estate agent. And the reason why I popped was because you're a little too short for me.
Okay. Yeah, she looks good. Yeah, she has a nice aesthetic going on. Okay.
Is he your type?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. Yeah.
What makes him your type?
How he carries himself, and the fact that you're very driven. I like the fact that you like peace, because I do too.
Thank you.
Yeah, and yeah, I like how you dress.
And his eye contact. Nice.
Yeah, very, yeah.
Maybe a part of them do like peace, but they can't bring it to a man life. They like peace for themselves, but they still going to make your life hell. Like, you ain't going to have no peace, nigga, but yeah, I want some peace. So maybe they telling the truth. But yeah, they don't bring peace. I'll tell you that. Yeah, the lady in the yellow probably in her 60s. She's talking about she 42. Man, there's no way in hell, but I hear you, baby.
And now is she your type?
Yeah, she's giving like a, I want to come to her and tell her all my problems for the day. She, you know what I mean? It's just, I feel comfortable, you know?
Oh, that's good.
But yeah, she's attractive.
And why did you pop? Your name, your age, and your occupation.
I'm Coco Butterfly. I am 47, and you're I'm a spoken word artist, a motivational healer.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
And you are, like, young.
Okay.
Like, really, really young.
You're too old to be here. The outfit is ridiculous. The outfit shows, well, no, a lot of women are just clueless. But, yeah, you're either really clueless about what men want, which most modern women are, or you're just on here for clout, so you just wear the outfit to bring attention to your business.
Yeah, she gave me a similar vibe. Mommy down here. I like what she got on for sure. I wouldn't approach her. I mean, I don't mind older women. I wouldn't approach her, but she's somebody I would hang out with, though, for sure.
Okay. Okay. You may ask the ladies a question.
Okay, so for ladies that have been in a relationship, a serious relationship, I kind of want to know how it ended, and then if you have a connection with that person still, to what extent is it?
Okay. Let's start with your name, your age, and your...
Great question. Great question. A lot of women got some dude that's in their life some way, somehow. Most women who are still single after 25, 30, they got some dick on deck somehow. An ex situationship. Because what I tell y'all last time, most dudes aren't good at sex.
What do you mean by that?
And so... You've been a homosexual all your life, you said earlier, right?
When they come around that good dick that make them come and all that, they not letting that go, bro. And every time she have sex with a new guy and it ain't banging, she think of the guy that knock it out and call him. You see what I'm saying? Every woman who's had multiple partners, 5, 10, 15, 20 partners, she has one guy who was the king ding-a-ling, and she will never forget him. You hear me? Even if you fuck her good. If you don't fuck her good as the dude who fucked her the best.
What?
He's always going to be on her mind, bro. Always. For the rest of her life. The dude that fucked her the best. And that's why taking a bunch of dick ruins women. One of the many reasons why being out here dating and fucking just ruins women. Hey, I ain't going front, though. The lady with the ridiculous outfit on, she got some nice legs. I can't even front.
Start with your name, your age, and your occupation.
Hello, I'm Tamara. I'm 40, and I work in banking. I was in a serious relationship. I had an ex-fiance. It ended because he cheated. We currently were cool, but we don't speak. So, I mean, we don't.
Was that your choice? Or
we just split ways. No. Yeah, and more so, yeah, my choice.
It was cheating, serious, you know?
Yeah, especially when you're a fiance. Yeah. So, you know. Okay. So, yeah, I just had to cut ties. Okay. But I'm, you know, I wish him well.
You be all right, nigga. You tough, right?
They want this unicorn. They want this man who's way out of their league. Yeah, engagement queens. Yes, for sure. Engagement queens. For sure, for sure. They want this guy who's way out of their league, but that won't cheat. They want a nigga who definitely could cheat. You know? They definitely want a man who could cheat. Who clearly can cheat, but don't cheat, because I'm so special, even though she's not. The big tattoos on her arm, the jailhouse tattoos. Gross. The hoop earrings, bigger the hoop, bigger the hoe. Ma'am, you don't got action like that.
You don't know that.
There's plenty of guys who wouldn't have cheated on this woman since she was 15. She don't want them. She want a top 0.01% nigga that won't cheat, and that's never going to happen. If these women want top 1 to 10%ers, cheating, you just got to accept that. I'm not saying all top 10% men cheat, but it should be expected. is what I'm saying. Any woman who says she want a top 10% man, cheating should not be a deal breaker. I don't know what percentage of top 10% men cheat, but even if it's only 30%, it still should be expected that he gonna cheat and it ain't gonna be a deal breaker.
That's a great idea. I'm with that.
Your name, your age, and occupation.
Dayteana Kerr. I'm 30 and I'm a behavior therapist. He's blocked because I don't do disrespect. You're not gonna talk to me any type of way. And that's just that.
So now everybody's a tough guy.
Your name, your age, and your occupation.
My name's Kayla. I'm 31 and I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a hairstylist, so I have my own salon suite.
Okay, because I'm the type of woman, I have money. I got my own money. I get my own bag. I don't got to deal with nobody's shit. So if you're treating me how I don't want to be treated, if you doing shit you ain't got no business doing in a relationship, we're done. And I don't got to stick around. A lot of women settle. I don't. I know my worth. And a lot of people don't like that. They don't want you to know your worth and what you deserve. I do.
And the last relationship, it was selfishness. Like I said something multiple times, and it's like he just didn't get it. And he wanted me to change, but wouldn't change for me. And I just, after that, I just ended it. I don't believe in keeping relationships once we end, because what you're not about to do is see me grow and prosper. And I'm going to prosper without you.
Oh, well, a man ain't never left me. I left them. My fiance that I was engaged to, I broke that off. We bought a house together and everything. And I still cut it loose.
Whatever happens in the end, I will be a strong, powerful woman. It's your
time, high-quality men will never be intimidated by what you do or what you bring to the table. So keep your standards high. You've earned it.
Usually by the time women reach this point, they've completely failed at woman.
Oh, what a strong woman. Hear me roar. Such a strong woman.
So that all that was a red flag. And those flowers in her hair and shit, they don't give the same energy that she just gave when she opened up her mouth. She's a stone cold bitch. Stay far, far away from this one.
That's not me being a bitch. That's not me being difficult. That's me having a standard.
But I gave him chances. I really did care for him. I loved him, but I had to go.
What did he do in the relationship as far as like occupation?
His occupation was actually building Tesla buildings. So it was a good, I mean, his occupation was great. The thing is, he cut off everything. His family, our relationship, like, it was him and money. Mm-hmm. And what you're not about to do is just keep putting you and money before your family. So yeah. I just had to go.
You know that anger you get when you deal with, like, a person that's just completely stupid? What's wrong with your brain? Like why, do you not see what you are? Like, and I get there with women, I truly do.
He worked too much. They want a nigga with money and status, but he can't work too much. Get the fuck out of here. You're a clown and a joke.
He ain't lying.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.